The gospel story we just heard is a simple story with a dramatic ending about two people. It's about a beggar named Lazarus and a rich man who is not named. The Bible tells us that Lazarus is sitting outside the gate of the rich man's home. Lazarus is begging. The story tells us he's begging for scraps thrown away. One commentary noted that in the first century, wealthy people didn't use linens like we use today. Linens were for clothing. Wealthy people wiped their hands or cleaned their face after eating by using scraps of bread. So Lazarus is, in that sense, begging to lick clean the napkins from the wealthy. In addition to his hunger, this story tells us that Lazarus lives with street dogs, which lick his wounds. Don't mistake these dogs for my Caesar. <laughs> 2,000 years ago, dogs were not as domesticated or spoiled as they are today. In ancient Israel, dogs were scavengers, and they ran in packs to survive. And so we can imagine now these dogs circling over the body of Lazarus as he loses strength, waiting for their chance. Did you notice? This story tells us that when the rich man died, he was buried. I'm sure it was a high-class funeral. But when we hear of the death of Lazarus, there is no mention of burial. It confirms a grisly image we really wanted to avoid. The dogs ate him. Now, here's a little trivia for your brunch. In all the parables our Lord told a lot of parables. But in all the parables our Lord told, Lazarus is the only person given a name. In all of them. So it must be significant. It lends one to at least wonder what the name means. Lazarus means God helps. One is inclined to say, God help us, if God is helping Lazarus, eaten by dogs. But the whole story of our Lord ends with the great reversal of fortune. Isn't that so true in our lives, the great reversal? Even at a 30th high school reunion, you see great reversals. Things change, don't they? The great reversal of this story is that Lazarus goes to heaven and the rich man goes to hell. God did help Lazarus, but not in this life. The rich man who lived in luxury in this life ended up in torment with flames in the next. The rich man didn't go to hell because he was rich. There's nothing wrong with wealth. The rich man went to hell because he didn't help someone in need right outside his own gate that he could have easily have helped. It wouldn't have cost him anything except time and attention. God did not fail Lazarus. The rich man did, because Jesus suggests that God wanted to use the wealth of this rich man to help the beggar. That's how God helps. Through us all. The rich man didn't go to hell because of something he did. He went to hell because of something he did not do. We prayed the Confiteor today. I forgot we needed to do it for this homily, so I whispered to Deacon Zent, we're doing the Confiteor, because in the Confiteor we ask for forgiveness for what I have done and what I have failed to do. It's not a sin of commission the rich man committed. It's a sin of omission, not doing something he should have done. How are the sins of omission in our lives? Sometimes we're so focused that sin is doing something I'm not supposed to do. Sin is also failing to do something I should do. And the rich man, who could have helped this poor beggar with little effort, didn't help. He paid no attention. Helping those in need is not always easy. In Mandan once, I had a couple on my step, and they asked for money for food. I said, hold on. Went to the kitchen. Mario Aristotle, my first Dalmatian, was in tow. In 5 minutes, we had sandwiches, we had vegetables, and we had candy bars. I think he even got a little scrap. Talk about getting scraps. Mario got a scrap. We were all proud. We went outside to the step and we said, here you go. They said, no, we wanted money. I said, you wanted money for food. I'm giving you food. They literally walked away. I stood there with my sandwiches in my hand. If I start giving away money at a rectory, I'm going to become Western Union with a long line. I also had an account down at M&H. I had a lot more traffic in downtown Mandan than East Dickinson, believe me. Many times when I was busy, I'd give them my calling card. I had a personal account at M&H. I'd write on the back of the card the date, the amount, and I'd sign it, and they'd take it to M&H. And I had to keep telling M&H, don't give them cigarettes or booze. I'm trying to help them. It's not always easy. We can become callous, can't we? With the increased division and violence in our country in the past years, anyone with their wits about them is at least cautious around a stranger. The virtue of prudence needs to dictate so we can help the right person at the right time. We see this story of Lazarus repeated in our world every day. From the womb to the tomb, from the unborn to the elderly, this story is repeated. And I need to remind myself that I can easily help people if I only focus on people more than my things or my work or my schedule or whatever, my selfishness. Dear Lord, this story of Lazarus is a powerful one to remind us that we sin as much against you and what we fail to do. Convict us with the truth, Lord, that our lack of concern for those in need not only destroys them, it destroys us as well.